This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Closing arguments began this morning in Boulder for the trial of the man accused of killing 10 people at a Boulder King Supers grocery store. He's pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Prosecutors say the 25-year-old alleged gunman made plans to kill as many people as possible by researching previous mass shootings on his phone and amassing a number of weapons and bomb-making chemicals. They acknowledge he suffered from schizophrenia, but they say that does not equal insanity. The man's defense attorneys say he was increasingly mentally ill, isolated and paranoid in 2020 and 2021, and that he was insane on the day of the shooting. The jury is expected to get the case at the end of the day. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Former President Donald Trump says he wants to visit Aurora in the next couple of weeks. The city's Republican mayor says, bring it on. Trump has claimed repeatedly that Venezuelan gangs have taken over the state's third biggest city. Now GOP Mayor Mike Kaufman says he wants to give the former president a tour to show he's wrong about Aurora.
I decided to lean into it. I said, bring it on. Come here. I'm excited for you to come here so I could show you that the narrative that is being presented nationally about this city isn't true.
Kaufman is managing a major PR crisis for Aurora that's being stoked by his own party. He says if that narrative is allowed to persist, it could hurt his city. And this is CPR News and KRCC. In Denver today, sunny, highs in the upper 80s. But this weekend, a winter-like storm will bring cooler temperatures and rain, as well as snow, to parts of the high country.